Million-dollar salaries? That's AI. Hello world, it's Siraj. And how are you supposed to get an AI internship? Whether it's doing research or applying it to the real world, AI-based jobs are some of the highest paying jobs on the planet. And AI internships are a great way to get your foot in the door at a company you really want to work for. Interns get to learn from professionals, they gain real world experience outside of the safe bubble of academia, and they get a chance to build a strong professional network. But getting an AI internship won't happen overnight, unfortunately. It's going to take some time and effort, like all things worth working towards. And before you start applying for internships, there are four steps you'll need to take, which I'll detail in this video. I'm going to list a lot of helpful resources here, and all of them will be in the video description. The first step is to decide what path you want to take. AI has so many subfields that you could pursue. Natural language processing, computer vision, Skynet. You'll never run out of topics to explore. That's why I've been able to push out so many educational AI videos consistently for over 2 years now. This field is moving insanely fast. There's always something new that's been released, be it an open source library, research discovery, new application, etc. Follow researchers in the field on Twitter, LinkedIn, join AI groups on Facebook, Reddit, our Slack channel. I've got a nice list for you in this regard. You'll need to decide whether you want to work on applied AI or AI research. Applied AI involves using the technology to solve problems in a specific domain. For example, using computer vision to help identify diseased plants in a crop yield, or using unsupervised learning techniques to cluster the users of a platform based on their interests, which can help create targeted sales strategies. To get an applied AI internship, you'll need to understand how machine learning algorithms work and what assumptions they make about the data. That includes what makes these algorithms fail. You'll also need to know how to implement and design machine learning pipelines using popular libraries like TensorFlow and PyTorch. If you know how to implement these pipelines at scale on, say, AWS, that helps as well. And don't forget knowledge of data pre-processing. It's a well-known fact that most applied AI tasks involve mostly data pre-processing. Real-world data is unclean, so knowing how to prepare a data set like that into something that can successfully be fed into machine learning algorithms to make valuable predictions is a crucial skill. I've already made a video called Learn Machine Learning in 3 months that will help you fulfill all of these requirements. If you want to do AI research, in addition to the skills I've just listed, you also need to have a strong grasp of the mathematics of machine learning, meaning you should understand why certain algorithms like random forests and neural networks can learn effectively from data. I've got a great video that will help you with this called How to Learn Math Fast. You'll also need to be able to read research papers. Archive Sanity is a great website that indexes the latest research papers according to metrics that you can select yourself. I also have a video called How to Read Research Papers that will help you with this. And you need to prove your ability to conduct research through a prior publication. This is one of the main reasons why undergraduates have a hard time getting AI internships. You're competing with grad students who have 3 to 5 years more experience than you. But my video, How to Write a Research Paper, will help you bridge that gap. Once you've picked a path, you'll want to make an Excel spreadsheet that lists all the companies that you're interested in. I've got a massive compilation of AI companies that are hiring interns that you can check out. Just go through each of them, check out their website, teams, and see if you like what they're doing. You can also use hashtags with relevant keywords on Twitter to help find job listings that aren't as public. The point is, be proactive about compiling the list of companies you want to work for. And I can't stress enough, you should genuinely want to work for the companies that you end up applying to. Some of the most consistent feedback from employers is that a candidate didn't seem to know or care much about their company. Employers will often forgive a lack of experience when a passion for their mission statement is made abundantly clear. And remember, there are more companies than just the big four. Just because Amazon is hiring a lot of data scientists doesn't mean you'd be a perfect fit. There could be lots of smaller companies where you'd fit in way better. Tiny startups, nonprofits, governments, data journalism. Think outside the box here. Jeffrey Heimerbacher, the founder of Cloudera, said that the best minds of my generation are thinking about how to make people click ads. That sucks. We can do so much with AI. There's never been a time in history where common people can make such a massive impact in the world, and AI has enabled this. So choose wisely. Next, it's time to build out your personal brand. What makes you worth hiring? Getting into one of the leaderboards on Kaggle is one great way to do this. Kaggle has built a community of data scientists that are all teaching and learning from each other. It's both a collaborative and competitive environment. If you successfully place in one of their challenges, you can link to that page in your portfolio. It will definitely get you noticed. There's also Numerai, a community-run hedge fund that hosts data science competitions applied to finance. Also, it's absolutely crucial to have between 3 to 5 GitHub projects available for your employers to view. Pick projects you actually enjoy and focus on improving your skills. If you have that focus, you'll view the inevitable obstacles and time pressures as things to help you grow instead of irritating roadblocks impending your way. Each of your projects should use AI to solve a problem and be well documented. Use a mainstream language like Python or JavaScript. Bonus points if you include automated testing and can apply it at scale, as these relate to the real world. You could have the most comprehensive AI project in the world on your GitHub, but if it doesn't have good documentation, no one will give it a second look. I'm now the number 10 most followed developer on GitHub out of 28 million, and it's because I've got tons of well-documented repositories that developers love to use. So check out my GitHub page to see some great, well-documented examples. You'll also want to create a few valuable pull requests for popular open source frameworks like PyTorch. If they get accepted, you can say you contributed on your resume and employers can see that. Speaking of resumes, I've got a great video on how to make an awesome resume called Resume for Machine Learning. Definitely watch it. Also, one thing that many aspiring interns don't do is create a personal website. You can list your experience, projects, link to everything on this website. You can use Weebly if you want a really easy drag and drop interface, or make one from scratch. And lastly, this might be the best way to build your brand. Make AI content, blog posts, videos, podcasts, find a medium you enjoy, and teach other people about what you've learned so far in your AI journey. Because I've built a personal brand, I've been blessed by being given many relevant opportunities, and so will you. After you've done all of this, you'll want to work on building your network. Networking means offering to help other people that you admire. If you help other people, very often they will help you. The best resource to do this is LinkedIn. The community on LinkedIn is professional and experienced. Pick a handful of people you really admire and offer to help them in some way. If you offer to work on one of their projects for free, you can gain a lot of experience, and often after you start working on a repository, you start becoming more valuable to its future, which can sometimes lead to your volunteer work converting into paid work. When you find people on LinkedIn who work at the companies you want to work at, send them an email saying you're looking for some guidance on what they would want to see in a future intern. You're helping them by aligning yourself with what they're looking for. Also, if you attend a university, find out where people in your school that you're above you went for their summer internship. Find a time to hang out with them and ask them what their experience was like. Often just by showing this kind of interest, they'll then offer to help you out as well. Use all of this interaction time to help you hone your soft skills, meaning how you engage with people, explain concepts you've learned about, your mathematical intuitions, and demonstrate your curiosity. Universities usually have underutilized networking opportunities and resources, so use them. Go to your school's Career Advancement Center and learn more about jobs you're interested in. Finally, it's time for the interviews. I've got a great video on this called How to Succeed in Any Programming Interview. The key is to practice. You can get a friend to mock interview you first, which will help. Be confident and honest about what you know and what you don't know. If there's a question you have no idea about, say it, rather than saying, and struggling. At the end, they'll ask you if you have any questions about the company. Always ask at least one question. This shows your interest. And remember, everybody gets rejected a few times, including top researchers like Ian Goodfellow. So try and enjoy the process. You can join our Slack community for that. Tons of wizards are encouraging each other to complete whatever goal they're trying to achieve. And I've just created an internships channel as well. If you're looking for an intern to hire, post in there. And if you're looking to get hired, check it out as well. We live in a time of endless possibilities thanks to AI technology, and there's never been a better time to get started. I can't wait to see your progress. Please subscribe for more programming videos, and for now, I've got to hire some interns at some point. So, thanks for watching.